This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
An abused dog is safe at the Oshkosh Area Humane Society and is getting medical treatment after concerned citizens brought the issue up to police. Civic Media's Connie Fellman reports.
Oshkosh police are commending citizens for letting them know when they saw a man beating and kicking a bloodied dog in the head on Thursday. Video taken by bystanders shows the dog lying on the floor, bleeding from its mouth and head, and the man kicking the dog in the head hard enough to make the dog's entire body move. The dog is described as a young female pit bull. Officers found the dog in the suspect's home with a head injury as well as three large lacerations on her head in various stages of healing. Police also found six other dogs there. All seven dogs were taken to the Oshkosh Area Humane Society. In a statement, Oshkosh police said these acts are both inhumane and unacceptable and commended the people who reported it. They say the suspect had also threatened witnesses with physical injury. Police found the man walking in the street about a mile and a half away and took him into custody.
There's an opening on the Oshkosh Common Council. Councilmember Chris Larson resigned from the council on Thursday, effective immediately. Larson explained his resignation in a Facebook post, saying he resigned as soon as he learned that the council would begin discussions this week on the possible and theoretical purchase of the city center properties where Larson operates a business. He said that to avoid any perceived conflict of interest and to be able to negotiate effectively for his business and employees, he resigned. A link to apply for the vacant seat will be posted on the city's website sometime this week. The unsanctioned biannual pub crawl observed by many UW Oshkosh students resulted in arrests and weapons violations over the weekend. The Oshkosh police report that on Saturday night, police were sent to the intersection of Scott and Cherry for several males brandishing firearms. A 17-year-old Nina man was arrested for first-degree recklessly endangering safety, among other charges. While still in the area, another altercation involving about 100 people took place, resulting in an officer being knocked down and receiving a head injury. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin state trooper observes another individual in the 800 block of Scott with a gun and began a foot chase, after which a 20-year-old from Ripon was arrested and put on a parole hold. While most federal legislators went home at the beginning of the government shutdown, 6th District Congressman Glenn Grothman stayed behind at the nation's capital. Civic Media's Bob Nelson has more.
The federal lawmaker from Glenbeulah says normally they pass a continuing resolution to keep the government funded at previous levels, but there's some politics involved this time. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer faces a likely challenge from Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in a primary in New York. Congressman Grothman says Senator Schumer wants to look good for the people at home, so he's fighting passing of a continuing resolution. Meanwhile, the shutdown is affecting others.
I talked to a farmer the other day. He is supposed to get his annual payment. One of the farm support programs is supposed to be made the first week in October. He's not getting it. He's got a mortgage payment to be made. So there are all sorts of people whose lives are being disrupted.
Grothman says there will likely be movement on the shutdown when checks to military personnel come due next Wednesday. For Civic Media News, I'm Bob Nelson.
This month, doctors are urging women to get screened for breast cancer. Isabella Nieto has more.
According to the American Cancer Society, 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month and serves as a reminder that understanding your personal risk could save your life. Dr. Cecilia Strode is an Aspirus Health breast surgeon. She says some patients are at a higher risk than others.
We would like to see the cancers that we see to be screen detected, and for that to happen, we need women to have the screening that is appropriate for them at their particular level of risk.
Family history, genetics, and other health factors can increase your chances of developing breast cancer. Strode says while family history is an important part of identifying risk factors, it's a small part.
Most patients who get breast cancer, don't have an actual family history of breast cancer in close relatives.
Strode says patients who have received treatment for other cancers also have a high risk of developing breast cancer.
Women who have high-risk breast biopsies with atypical findings, women who have had chest wall radiation as part of cancer treatment at a younger age, before 30. And then there are some other things as well, but those are the big ones.
Breast tissue density can also increase your risk. Strode says denser breast tissue requires more detailed scans.
For women who have really extremely dense breasts, and that is an official term, extremely dense breast, MRI imaging is going to be a much better way to screen.
Strode says even women who have had mammograms that appeared normal need to have a clinical breast exam in case they do need a biopsy. Strode recommends women get their mammograms and disclose any changes they have noticed in their breasts to their healthcare provider. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people, or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries, for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and 2 touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.